Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're listening to us on the radio or the Odyssey app or the iHeart app. You're watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page or on Monumental Sports Network. Sitting in for B. Mitch. B. Mitch on his way to Spain. Probably, he might be somewhere over the Atlantic by this point. Sitting in for Brian Mitchell is none other than Steve Zabin. Awesome to have Zabe here. A lot of folks have been really excited to hear from Zabe on the airwaves again. And we're excited to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. Nate Diggity Dog, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. And hey, Zabe, you're a big-time legend. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, Nate, it's nice to meet you, my friend. When are they going to get you on the Sports Advisors with Stu and Big Cat?
Oh, I don't know if I can handle Stu. That man is out of his mind. But
I told JP during the break, I go, that is my absolute every week gotta watch it thing on Friday night. It's hilarious.
It's the best produced show in the history of recorded film. It's incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, Nate, I've been watching Internet Invitational. Have you been watching that at all?
Of course. And if people don't know what we're talking about,
yeah, we're
did
deep in
a
the weeds now, but
ginormous golf YouTube series with over $1 million in prizes with ginormous golf influencers, and it's on the YouTube channel. And it's doing millions of views, and it's fantastic stuff. I'm glad you're enjoying that, JP.
That dude, Luke Kwan, is a douche.
I have not heard good things about him. I have not met him.
Yeah.
So I reserve judgment.
All right, let's get down to business. Dan Quinn yesterday announces the only kind of move he had left in. He's going to take over the defensive coordinator duties. Joe Witt, no longer D coordinator. Joe Witt, back up to the booth. Certainly a move you've been calling for a while. I think you wanted him fired outright. That didn't happen.
Sure, yeah.
DQ had no other choice, man. You can't have four historic losses and not make a move. What was your reaction when you heard it?
Yeah, obviously it had to be done. I think it was a week late. I think Dan Quinn, his hands were tied, right? Like, as you just said, you cannot have four historic losses. You cannot give up historic amounts of yards and historic amounts of points and still look the fans in the eyes who spend money and say, this is the best for our organization and franchise and team. You just can't do it. We weren't born yesterday. We're not dumb. You can't give up over 1800 yards and over 150 points in four games and sit at the podium and say, hey, we're still figuring stuff out in week 11. It just, at some point, something's got to give. I've been calling for Witt's job for a few weeks now, I think. And some people get mad at me. They talk about the human aspect of it. This man has a family. Yeah. You're calling for his job. Look, it's very tough. I understand that. I do think that, you know, coordinators and coaches get fired across all sports all the time for not being, you know, just not being the right person for the position. I don't think Joe Witt is the right person for this job. It doesn't mean I don't like him as a human or as a person. Just as a fan of this franchise, of this team, who I want to see succeed, I think the only move was to drop Joe Witt, send him back up into the booth, and to move on from him. I don't know how anybody who watches football week in and week out could argue that. It's just what Sam Darnold did to us, what Mahomes did to us in the second half, and then what the Lions did to us. It was embarrassing. It was like watching adults play against children. So you have to make a move, and I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, Jim Zorman had a family too. You know, it's just the way it is.
Okay? Yeah.
Let's not get carried away with that.
The Giants just fired their head coach.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely.
You get to November, it was...
A warm body's got to hit the water at some point when things are this bad. So Nate's post on Barstool is, after giving up 1,805 yards and 154 points the last four games, and I immediately, Nate said, oh, that's the old hyperbole there. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, that actually checks out.
Yeah.
Those are staggering numbers, and they're staggering if you didn't see a single highlight from any of the games. Once you see the highlights of these opponents basically running against air, mm-hmm. it gets even more stunning that there hasn't been a move.
I have a take that I stand by. I think if Detroit wanted to, if it was truly their game plan to have Goff throw for 800 yards, or have Jahmyr Gibbs run for 300 to 400 yards, they could have done it. We could not stop anything in any situation whatsoever. The number of times on the broadcast they just said, and that's another first down for the Lions, blew my brain
off. They had 10 first downs in the first quarter, dude.
The first drive out of the second half was five straight first downs.
Right. So
my stance in this historically bad defensive stretch over the last month, three or four of them are name your score games. Dallas, Seattle, and Detroit could have gone north of 50 if they wanted to. They right. all kind of called the dogs off. And Andy Reid, early in that fourth quarter, kind of called the dogs off. Because when DQ is punted in situations that make it clear Washington is kind of accepting defeat, and I think the mm-hmm. opposing coaches have kind of rolled with that.
Is there, though, awful. Nate, have you heard somebody, Nate, say, here's the changes, specific football changes I'd make on defense to at least tourniquet the bleeding?
Well, here's the issue with the whole Joe Witt thing is he's still involved in, you know, the week-to-week game planning. And if my assumption, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, is Dan Quinn – as the head coach, has also been involved in the week-to-week game planning, and they have not been able to figure it out. I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that just moving Witt, you know, off of the play call is going to make that big of a difference at this point in the season, a lot due to injuries, but a lot due to just the regression we've seen guys like Mikey have, and the fact that just they're so lost out on the field, they're not playing with any sort of confidence. Guys like Bobby Wagner, who, you know, we all respect the hell out of his career, they don't have it anymore. Like, we are dealing with a ginormous personnel issue, and we know that. But the coaching up to this point, and we're on November 11th, the coaching has been not there, has not put these guys in situations to succeed. And I'm hesitant to say that simply turning the play calling over to Dan Quinn is a fix. It's like
there's that's no what I way. Wanted there's to ask. There's no like, way it's a fix.
What level of impact do you think it makes? I think it's a pound of flesh for those that need it, and I don't know that it dramatically changes much for Sunday against Jalen Waddle.
And I hate saying this, it's this season's done, right? We're 3-7. Everybody's hurt, and we don't have a defensive coordinator. We don't have a quarterback with an arm that works. It's just a lot has gone wrong this season. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And people out there who are staying optimistic, I love you guys, but simply turning the keys to Dan Quinn, who, again, has been involved in the defensive, you know, just game planning this whole season, it's not going to do it. I understand waiting until the off season or maybe the bye week to get rid of Witt, fine. I'm fine with that now at this point. It just, honestly, it just sucks as a fan. You hate wasting a season. This is a wasted season. The only light at the end of the tunnel is a draft pick. And I guess that's what we're playing for.
You said something interesting there. Do you think they're going to fire him next week? I don't.
Witt?
Yeah.
Depends on how bad it is in Spain.
But
no, I
at
don't
this
think,
point,
I
he's
don't
not the
matter.
Guy. Like,
right.
If you fire him next week, it's the most hollow gesture ever. DQ has taken over.
Closing the barn door. after the horse is out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think Witt's getting fired. Okay. DQ is an incredibly loyal guy. I mean, he was super hesitant to make any move, right? And it was only after a historic stretch of ineptitude that they did it, and they didn't can him. So I don't think that maybe you get to the offseason when there's often coaching staff changes.
Well, he's not coming back next year. So if he's not coming back next year,
you would think so.
That there's no chance. Because the polite way to move on is in the offseason. But he's going to get paid either way. Like, it's a tough business, but man, give him his paycheck. Let him enjoy the holidays. Maybe something clicks. Maybe the new guy calls more saw three seam or three double buzz. I'm reading some Madden defenses here. Maybe throw in some cover two sink.
I'd hate to turn my focus to Dan Quinn, but I know he's losing a lot of fans. I know I was furious with him after the Kansas City game. I was furious that he didn't get rid of Witt after the Seattle debacle. And I think a lot of people are losing faith in Dan Quinn. I'm getting a lot of, this is what happened in Atlanta. He's loyal to a fault. He can't, you know, he's a player's coach to a fault. And maybe he's just not the guy for the job. I like this, Dan Quinn a lot.
I asked this question yesterday, dude. Whatever amount of goodwill and capital Dan Quinn gained from last year, say it's 100 units of goodwill and capital, right? Whatever total you want to go with. How much is he burning through right now? And
oh boy,
you know what I mean? Like
from my eye test and from interacting with fans online, it's going quick. And I really do like Dan Quinn, and I think that he's one of, you know,
he's
I don't think he's a bad
person.
Put a number on it, Nate. Put a number. If it was 100, it was 100 at the end of last year. What's his account down to now?
We're at about, he's a C minus. He's like at a 74. I think that I
so
don't
a significant
blame him.
Chunk of the stock has eroded.
Well, and I think the injuries have made such a huge impact that it's not a tremendous year to draw a straight evaluation from. The injuries have been so significant.
I'm giving Dan Quinn and Adam Peters more time. You guys know that I am the biggest Ron Rivera hater, and I still don't think people talk enough.
Can I buy you lunch just so we can go through chapter and verse what a Todd he was? The
people
worst.
People need to realize this team and roster and the depth is bad, because when you whiff on four straight drafts, those four drafts should be impacting the games now. And we don't have any of those guys. Those guys are playing in Vegas and L.A. and here and there. They're not on our team anymore.
Where are you at, though, that Forbes is making plays, though?
Oh, yeah, people going nuts over that.
Dude, The Athletic wrote this long article last week, I think, about how McVay really embraced Manny Forbes, told him they wanted him there. And, I mean, he has three picks in the last 2 weeks. He had two last week.
I'll say this. We aren't blind. We knew Forbes and St. Jude's were bad. Like, we weren't blind. The thing is, when you go to a good team with a good structure and they get a pass rush and the offense is putting up a ton of points, you become a better player. When you play with veterans who understand the game better, and, you know, there's a lot of factors that can go into a player improving. With Forbes here in Washington covering elite wide receivers in man one-on-one, that's scheme. And that was terrible for his development. We watched it with our own eyes, him being trotted out there by Joe Witt to do the impossible, and it shattered him as a player, and now he's
and
showing
by Ron
that
and Jack prior to that.
So going back to Rivera, you blame Rivera for the talent oasis that is left in his wake and not the, quote, Marty Party, one of the greatest nicknames. I think Grant came up with that one. You don't blame the Marty Party for that more than Ron?
Ron was the boss, dude.
Ron was the head of everything. He was the head of football operations,
Herney,
the GM, the coach.
Herney was the de facto. Mayhew had the title, but it was Ron and Herney running that thing.
Okay.
So I'd like to give – I think Dan Quinn has earned to come back next season without every single player on the roster injured, and I think Adam Peters has earned to do another draft because, I mean, when you – The difference makers in the NFL are those high draft picks, the first and second round draft picks. Adam Peters didn't draft Jamin Davis, you know, a fourth round talent in the first round. He didn't do that. And so when you just don't have talent and you have to sign these vets and you just have to hope that these vets can do something of impact, and if they don't, like, you're kind of screwed, and we're seeing it. And it's not Adam Peters' fault. Like, he had to take a swing at some guys to literally fill up the roster. Like, he had to. So I'm giving him more time.
I thought it was a solid plan after last year's surprise. Some people think it was not as solid a plan. I think it was a solid plan that just blew up in every way possible.
We got very unfortunate with Lattimore, ended up being the worst corner in the league, but Tunsil is playing very good, and Debo is very good.
Like, Debo, value you got for a fifth-round pick has far exceeded that.
Far exceeded.
Tunsil's been really good. I think the key there is you got to pay Tunsil. I think they get that done. I think you trade for him knowing you're going to have to pay him after a year. My biggest thing with the offseason, and I think everyone kind of got sucked up in it, was they deviated from their initial plan, which was long-term, build it the right way, hit on draft picks, because they're like, all right, maybe we got a chance to chase this thing. And I don't even mind them scratching that itch. Like, when you get a hit of that dopamine of going to the NFC title game and being one of four left to go to a Super Bowl, like, that's a hard drug to turn down. You know what I mean?
We would have rioted if during last season, when all we could do was win, Jaden could do no wrong, everybody was healthy, and we didn't make a single move at the deadline, we would have rioted. What's Adam Peters doing? Why isn't he trying to win? We're good enough to win now. He swung and missed, especially on Lattimore. And that wasn't a rental. We had him again for this season. He swung and missed. It happens. But the NFL is impossible. Unless you're Tom Brady, it's really hard to win a Super Bowl. They looked last year with everything going right, and I think I said this last week, it was magic in a bottle. We had it. We were holding that bottle of magic, and we said, let's try to go win a Super Bowl. We beat the Lions on the road to go to the NFC Championship game. I do think Adam Peters had no intention of trading draft capital until Jaden couldn't stop winning games, and he's like, oh, we have to go for it. Like, I'll never be able to forgive myself. The fans will never forgive me if we don't go for it. It didn't work. We stink this season. But guess what? We still have a very, very, very good quarterback. And in the NFL, if you have a very, very, very good quarterback, everything else can work itself into place. If Jaden's healthy, this team is good.
So how hard of a reset could you sign on to this winter, Nate?
We need to spend money. We have a lot of cap space. We
so
just
that's
need to
not
breathe.
A reset, then. You want to flood the zone with free agents.
You have to. If we
they don't
get
have
lucky
that many picks.
I know that's the thing. We have to trade down. If we get top five pick, we have to trade down and just accumulate guys.
So, dude,
we just need
one thing
guys.
Let's hope it doesn't end up with a top five pick. I know people will argue with me. You're better off just losing out the stretch.
We are.
Why don't you want a top five?
Because I think they're capable of playing better ball. I think Jaden's going to come back. I want Jaden to win games, hit his stride.
No.
But we can debate that when it comes. But what I will say to your top five pick conversation, I already said this to Zabe. If they get a top five pick, I will understand the want and the desire to trade back and accumulate more. I say to hell with it. If there's an absolute stud that you think changes things for you, take them. Because what this roster lacks more than anything are absolute studs.
Player.
So, like, you've got one at quarterback. If you can get one at wideout or D-end, take them.
But take them
and get a stud.
You're willing to shop on offense as high as five. I have a hard time thinking that's even doable,
BPA,
given how many guys.
Baby. BPA. Give me the stud. If it's a stud safety, cool. If it's a stud D-end, cool. If it's a stud wideout, cool. Like, give me studs. Look around the league. The best teams have a quarterback and then studs on their roster. Washington has a quarterback.
But they're not all the players, JP, are not the same. You know, some are more impactful than others. So you say best player
available.
We need
that impact player.
So you say the best player available. I think you got to hedge that towards the most pressing need. And the defense has so many holes. I can't imagine going with a wide receiver who maybe is a slow starter or, God forbid, gets hurt.
What
and
if the wide receiver is Jamar
stinks.
Chase? What if the wide receiver is Justin Jefferson?
I know, that's the trick. But I can go list you a bunch of other wide receivers who turn out to be nothing.
But you can list that at every position.
I know, but if you're still 31st, 32nd in defense next year and you took a wide out and he's a rubber chicken, you're not going to be
happy.
If
they take Caleb Downs from Ohio State,
is that your guy?
Dude, he's a safety, but he's an absolute stud. He can change game. Like, I just, my greater point is, I am not desperate for draft accumulation. if there's a stud there, they want. Take a stud.
JP, if I may, I usually agree with you. Best player available, take the impact player, the future Hall of Fame player. This roster has so many holes in it. If we can get two or three starters that are 20 years old and get draft capital for trading away one pick, I mean, we're starting Robbie Chosen and Chris Moore at wide receiver.
We need
guys across the offense and defense. We have 47-year-old Von Miller limping to try to sack the quarterback. We need guys on this roster, and I will take three starters over one starter at this point.
I'd love to see the percentage of rostered and start for Robbie Chosen in fantasy.
Nate Dogg, we got to run, dude. Appreciate the time.
This was a lovely call. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, bud. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
That's Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. We got callers on there. Let's talk some football. Talk about the Commanders. Talk about what this week means, because it's a weird question mark. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, folks. Check out my Twitter account. We finally found video of St. Brown swinging on Daron Payne before Payne punched back. Yeah.
Okay.
So that tells the other side of the story. There is a ref right there. Certainly seems like Javon Kinlaw was telling the truth. The question right now, though, as you know, that doesn't really matter. Payne's suspension was upheld. He's not going to Madrid, but at least, you know, there's some validity to what the Commanders were saying. What I want to ask right now, and I want to open the phones, and I want to start with you, Zabe. Dan Quinn is now taking over defensive coordinator duties, calling the D, right? What, if any, impact does that make, and what does Sunday need to look like for that to be a success?
Well, if they win, that's great. And if they hold the Dolphins to under 400 yards, it's a very low bar right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, it could possibly work. Look, you're at the stage of we're throwing the empty gun at the enemy because you got nothing else. It probably won't work, but maybe there's something. Maybe there's a tweak. Maybe there's moving one guy to a slightly different role on the defense that actually helps make a positive impact. I'm not smart enough football-wise just sitting on the couch picking out Cheetos for my belly button to know what that would be, but they're the ones who are the football men, so maybe there's something there. It can't hurt. It's low cost, no cost, really, and you save Joe Witt's job at least for another week.
Let's ask the same question to these callers, shall we? Marcus is in Brandywine. Marcus, Dan Quinn's your D coordinator now. What difference is it going to make?
I don't think it makes a huge difference. I mean, I coach football, but I'm not nearly as geniuses as they are. So if I see more pressure, I can realize, you know, recognize that. I mean, and if that, you know, causes Tua to turn the ball over and then ultimately we win the game, then I say it's a success. But I mean, even if we hold them to a certain amount of points, but I don't see pressure, I would just chalk that up to just the defense having a good day as opposed to it really making a difference that Dan Quinn's taking over play calling.
All right. I do think – thank you for the call, Marcus. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I do wonder if the players just respond because it's not Witt and it is DQ, and maybe things have grown stagnant with Witt. I do wonder if there was some questions – I think some of the DBs might have wondered if the coverages were right, if they were getting enough pressure up front, and if some of that stuff kind of comes home.
I think there is a real effect when a coach, a assistant coach or coordinator gets fired, especially if he's a liked coach, that the players, at least for a week, are probably going to step it up because there is that shock of, oh, man, Witt got whacked. We got to step it up. We got to play better. You know, it's that shock factor. It's sort of like, you know, taking one hostage and saying, okay, everyone paying attention? It's brutal, but that's kind of, I think that's a human normal dynamic to at least feel like we've got to play better, at least for the short term. There could be more effort that could be given. I know this. It's hilarious that, you know, Luvu wins his appeal, which nobody ever wins, and then he makes the most business decision on Panay Sewell ever and gets swept out to sea. So it's like, you're going to win the appeal, and then, I mean, that's brutal. You got to eat a 300-pounder coming at you downhill.
Right.
That's what they pay you to do. You have to eat that hit to at least keep the play from going to the house.
Let's keep the phones going. Cairo is in Ashburn. Cairo, what difference is it going to make, dude?
Hey, I think it's going to make a decent amount of difference. I think, you know, just based on what I've seen of, like, locker room videos, they seem to respond better to Dan Quinn. Like I never really see them celebrating with Joe Witt. Like maybe one video I saw of it, but again, like all of that.
Well,
you know,
the videos on the sideline, Witt's also got to come down from the booth, so it's a little
DQ's I just meant
there.
Like the locker room celebrations and stuff like that from like post games, you know. Unless that's what you meant.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I do think they love DQ, so
yeah.
We'll see how this thing shakes out. Thanks for the call, bro.
No problem, man. Stay safe.
My fourth grader always says that to me. Stay safe, Daddy. Promise me you'll be safe.
Aww.
it's incredibly sweet, but sometimes she says it when I'm like walking to the basement. Like, I'm gonna be all right, babe. Thank you.
it's like the Cologuard commercial.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I'm only going to the porch.
Elijah's in DC. Eli, what difference are we looking at?
I'm what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call, JP. I'm looking at a difference to see if they can give me what they look like at the first half of the Chiefs game, because he's a player's coach, and if he can get his guys locked in, I think they will perform better. I have a question, and even when you cut me loose, if you could, you know, some type of answer of like, I've been trying to figure out what kind of coach Dan Quinn is so far. Is he a transition coach? Is he a foundational coach? Or is he a coach that's going to put you over the top? And I think fans need to kind of think about that a little bit. Is he the guy that's going to put us over the top? Is he going to get us together so we have a chance? Because certain coaches are better when you're together, and certain coaches are better at putting pieces together. So I'm trying to figure out,
you know, even in Atlanta, look, we have to compare the rosters. I've been looking at the – he had Julio. He had some guys in place. I'm trying to figure out when we're evaluating Dan Quinn, like, look at the roster. What are we actually asking? What can he actually do with physically with the squad that he has? And what kind of coach is he? So maybe he's a put-you-over-the-edge coach. But for me right now, he's a transition and a foundational coach. I think having a new GM, all of these things, I think he was the best guy for that. However, at what point will we entertain the idea, maybe not now, that is he going to be the guy that's going to put us over the edge? That's all I got to say.
It's an interesting question. I don't think we're going to find that out for a little while. I don't think DQ is in any sort of jeopardy of like losing his gig or anything.
No.
I think Harris is a patient dude that wants things built the right way for the long haul. Thanks for the call, Eli. Now, dude, if you finish a year by losing 12 in a row, changes everything. I don't think that will happen. The NFL is a crazy league. If you truly bottom out and go 3-14, I don't know. But I don't think that happens.
You sure?
It's hard to be sure of anything. Do you think they'll finish the year losing 12 in a row?
I think there's a genuine risk of that. I noticed the NFL teams luck into wins. And some of the teams that are still coming up have problems of their own, like the Giants. I'm just looking at how depleted this team is. I'm just looking at how non-functional the defense is. This is an open, severed leg that is bleeding out right now.
That's a fair point.
The likes of which I can't ever remember. So I hope it doesn't happen, but at most you're going to win two more. Like that to me. So let's go this way.
I agree with you. Like I don't most think they're going to run the table and make it interesting, right? Like I'm not expecting any of that.
They could beat the Dolphins. They could beat the Giants. And probably maybe either or Broncos or Cowboys. They're probably going to lose at the Vikings, probably going to lose at the Giants, probably going to lose at the Eagles and to the Eagles at home. They got two against them. So, you know, couple three. I think you do need to show that you're not just going to lie down and die.
Agreed.
That needs to be shown from a culture standpoint, from an organization standpoint, meaning the players do respond up the food chain to Quinn, to Peters, and to the new ownership. We're not just going to go, oh, season's over, we're not going to play.
Right.
You know, there are livelihoods on the line here for a lot of guys that are going to be dependent on being functional as a team from now until week 18.
I totally agree with that. And I think one thing you get in a veteran like DQ is he will coach them hard till the end. Like, this is not going to be – I don't think he loses the locker room. The injuries, though.
It's not going to be Spurrier,
no,
in other words.
No, he's not.
Spurrier was a joke.
DQ doesn't play golf. That one thing I always loved about Doc Walker.
Doc says, I don't want to coach at golf.
I don't want my coach to golf, right? And I remember years back asking, when I used to get a weekly interview with McVay, asking Sean if he golfs. He's like, nah, man, that's for Jay. I'm just too competitive. I'd rather just be grinding. And I don't knock guys that golf, because you know who golf? Bill Belichick. Like, there are super successful guys that like golf. But I think a lot of Dan Quinn is not going to start checking out.
Yeah.
It's just not how he's wired. All right. Don't take any more calls. Lock them up. I'm going to try to get through everybody that's here. Jay is in D.C. Jay, what do you got? Big difference?
Hell no. Ain't no big difference.
Hell no.
First of all, hey, Zay, how you doing, man? Welcome back, man.
Thank
you. Find a spot, man. It's good. I heard you a couple weeks ago. Didn't get a chance to call and say what's up. But anyway, welcome back to the area.
Good to talk to you.
To answer the question, I like the way you put it, Zay, man. We throwing the empty gun at this point, but I'm going to take you one step further. We don't even have a gun. We throwing bullets right now. We just picking them up and throwing handfuls of bullets.
The gun fell in the water. We have a pocket full of 20 caliber, 22 caliber bullets.
BBs.
We're just throwing them.
It may be BBs. So I think with Dan, we're on the same player, so I don't think it's going to be too much of a difference. It's pretty much like having a frozen drink and you add some ice cubes to it. It's not going to get too much colder, so it's not going to be too much of a difference. At this point, the season's over. Will we lose out? Yes, we will lose out. We will lose out the rest of these games. I don't have us winning any games. The only difference that Dan Quinn can make, the bigger difference will be the opponents we play. Will the defense that we run now be effective against their offense? That's it. Because I don't see how we're going to change anything. The players still be the same. Unless Dan Quinn is going to do something drastic I say get the youngins out there. Let's see what we have on the roster now.
Who are the youngins?
The problem is, who are the youngins?
Well,
Medrano hasn't played. Cahill's in concussion protocol, I believe. Like, defensively, yeah. You talk about youngins, there's not a lot of them. We got to keep cruising here, Jay. Thanks for the call. All right, I got four callers. I'm going to get through them in our last block. Before we go, though, we got to talk about Door Pro America.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching on YouTube. Wherever you're watching, we appreciate you. We got Steve Zabin sitting in for the day. B. Mitch on his way to Spain. I'm about to head to Dulles to be on my way to Spain. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains. I love doing this with B. We're going to try it with Zabe. So video has emerged of Daron Payne actually getting punched by Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is a play or two prior to when Payne swung back and got ejected. There is a ref right there that sees it.
They always see the second one. They always call the second one. It's a common phrase.
Live reaction. Zabe sees Amon-Ra St. Brown throws the first punch.
Okay. Going to posts. JP Finlay NBCS is the Twitter account. Let me click on that right there. Okay. And, oh, yeah, it was a little rabbit punch. Yeah, no, I see that right there. Very sneaky.
Should be called.
Scrubbing it. Whoa. Oh, and he caught him too.
Yeah.
And the ref was right there and he missed it. Boom. Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, and I see who is that throwing the flag sign behind him? You looking at the videos too?
Yeah.
And there was a commander who saw it and he's like, flag, 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 flag.
Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Then got very upset later. Listen, you should not do this. Period.
You know what? I believe ASR will get fined, or ASB will get fined.
Yeah, he should. He should.
But it'd be nice to have him ejected.
Right.
I could have kept the score
or not have Payne ejected.
34-22.
Not have Payne ejected, and then, oh, maybe Payne's playing this weekend.
Well,
Payne playing this weekend could matter. Miami's not Detroit. Payne's
a
good player.
And sadly, this is why flopping works. You have to flop. It's disgusting. I hate flopping culture. It's infected every sport we have now like a cancer. But if you don't flop, the refs don't see it.
Right.
So if you know, if Payne had flopped after that, you know, hit to the face, they probably would have seen that something happened or just assumed something happened. And if more...
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching on YouTube. Wherever you're watching, we appreciate you. We got Steve Zabin sitting in for the day. B. Mitch on his way to Spain. I'm about to head to Dulles to be on my way to Spain. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains. I love doing this with B. We're going to try it with Zabe. So video has emerged of Daron Payne actually getting punched by Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is a play or two prior to when Payne swung back and got ejected. There is a ref right there that sees it.
They always see the second one. They always call the second one. Let's get a common phrase.
Live reaction. Zabe sees Amon-Ra St. Brown throws the first punch.
Okay. Going to posts. JP Finlay NBCS is the Twitter account. Let me click on that right there. Okay. And, oh, yeah, it was a little rabbit punch. Yeah, no, I see that right there. Very sneaky.
Should be called.
Scrubbing it. Whoa. Oh, and he caught him, too.
Yeah.
And the ref was right there, and he missed it. Boom. Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, and I see who is that throwing the flag sign behind him? You looking at the videos, too?
Yeah.
There was a commander who saw it, and he's like, flag, 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 flag.
Kinlaw. Who then got very upset later. Listen, you should not do this. Period.
You know what? I believe ASR will get fined, or ASB will get fined.
Yeah, he should. He should.
But it'd be nice to have him ejected.
Right.
I could have kept the score
or not have Payne ejected.
34-22.
Not have Payne ejected, and then, oh, maybe Payne's playing this
weekend. Well,
Payne playing this weekend could matter. Miami's not Detroit. Payne's a good player.
And sadly, this is why flopping works. You have to flop. It's disgusting. I hate flopping culture. It's infected every sport we have now like a cancer. But if you don't flop, the refs don't see it.
Right.
So if Payne had flopped after that, you know, hit to the face, they probably would have seen that something happened or just assumed something happened. And if more commander players had made the, hey, what are you doing? You hit me right there. I don't get it as a football player because you're killing each other on every play. In contacts that are so more violent, you know, and collisions that are so much more jarring. I guess it's the insult of being slapped or punched in the face. You feel stupid. You feel like a bitch.
Listen, to everybody on hold, we appreciate you. We're not going to be able to get there. We'll be back tomorrow. You can call. I don't know how it's going to work, taking calls from Spain.
You're going right to Dulles.
I don't want to put it on the people that pay for me to travel to have my car at Dulles for the week. My home is on the way, so I'm going to go home, park, call Uber, go right to Dulles.
Good man.
So that adds 5-10 minutes, but it'll save $200 probably.
And you could have been reimbursed for this.
Yeah, but that's egregious.
Look at the sensitivity to the corporate bottom line by you.
Well, Kerwin already has done that. So they would know if he does it and I don't. So, you know, it's also a little protect your neck, as we would say.
Also, it is kind of a pain in the ass to park and schlep your stuff or to try to drop it off at curbside.
My man, Heavy Metal Chris, do you have the heard it here first sounder? Let's find out. Bang! All right, Zabe, we end every show with making some bets. I won last night, White Brian, because I had A.J. Brown. How'd we do last night?
You, me, and B. Mitch won.
Okay. Well, and Jeff and Landfill take losses today because they're not here. We'll give B a pass because he's in transit. If you're not here, it's an automatic loss.
That's tough rule.
B's in
tough league.
B's in transit. Do you want to make a pick for B, Zabe?
Sure. What game are we picking?
Anything.
Oh,
the board is yours.
Well, you know, it's now we're into Tuesday and
Caps,
I'm not.
Caps play tonight and there's Maction.
You got two
different
games. Maction, that's right.
Kent State Akron or Ohio Western Michigan?
Ohio
was good to me last week.
I'll take the Zips. Give me Akron.
You're laying 6.5.
Fine. Zips can lose.
Okay.
Clear Zips eyes, full heart. Zips can't.
Well, and that Akron-Kent State rivalry goes back decades.
Decades, all of decades.
I have no idea. I know Kent State was around when they made that song about the dudes that got killed, unfortunately.
I think they call him Kent now.
Not on scoresandodds.com.
Okay. I thought at one point they changed the name to Kent and got rid of the state, but whatever.
Metal Chris, you want to pick tonight?
I'll be honest, I don't even know who's on tonight, like who's playing.
Haters in the house.
You know what's weird to me is I'm during football season, I'm so about football, not action per se.
Totally.
I'm rising and falling to the tides of the NFL, and I don't have bandwidth for the NBA or certainly college basketball right now. I will pop in when needed, but it's not really on my radar.
Yeah, Kentucky versus Louisville tonight. That might be a plain
in hoops.
In hoops. I'm gonna take the Wildcats with the points, White Brian. I got it at 6.5. Is that what you got it at?
Yep.
All right, we got to go. We're on TV, and they get mad about it if we don't break on time. Thank you to everybody.
Thanks, JP.
Zabe, it was great. Thank you for doing this. Thank you to Sam Cosby for joining us. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. We'll be back tomorrow from Madrid, hopefully. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Doc and Nick Ashew coming up next. Should be fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.